We'll conclude this program with a lighter weight work, the Etruscan Concerto by Peggy Glanville Hicks, one of Australia's most eminent composers. She lived from 1912 to 1990. Born in Melbourne, she first studied at the Melbourne Conservatorium. In 1931, she won a scholarship to the Royal College of Music in London and studied composition there with Ralph Vaughan Williams, as well as piano with Arthur Benjamin and conducting with Sir Malcolm Sargent. She also studied with Egon Velitz in Vienna and spent 2 years studying in Paris with Nadia Boulanger. She won many major awards in her life, such as scholarships from the Royal College of Music and the American Academy of Arts and Letters, 2 Guggenheim Fellowships, a Fulbright Scholarship, and a Rockefeller Grant. Peggy Glanville Hicks lived in the United States from 1942 to 59, taking U.S. citizenship in 1948. She was very active in American compositional life, founding the UNESCO International Music Fund, presenting new music concerts at the Museum of Modern Art and the Metropolitan Museum, and acting as director of the New York Composers Forum. She was also a music critic on the New York Herald Tribune. Known particularly as a composer for theater, she wrote 5 major operas, film and ballet scores, concertos, and other instrumental music. In her opera, The Transposed Heads, she collaborated with Thomas Mann, writing her own libretto to his story. She also collaborated with Lord Dunsay, Robert Graves, and Lawrence Durrell. In 1959, she moved to Athens to pursue her longtime interest in Oriental music. In 1975, she returned to Australia to direct the Asian Music Studies program at the Australia Music Center. The Etruscan Concerto was written in New York in 1954 and premiered 2 years later at the Metropolitan Museum. The 3-movement work draws heavily on the impressions left on Glanville Hicks by the Etruscans, whose culture flourished from 700 to 200 BC in the region of Italy today known as Tuscany. Each movement is headed by a quotation from D.H. Lawrence's Etruscan Places that sums up a specific spirit of that distant time and place. Movement 1, subtitled Promenade and marked Molto Spiritoso with glee, echoes Lawrence's Terpsichorean sentiment. You cannot think of art, but only of life itself, as if this were the very life of the Etruscans dancing in their colored wraps with massive yet exuberant limbs, ruddy from the air and the sea light, dancing and fluting along the olive trees out in the fresh day. The restful second movement, Meditation, is captioned, "There is a queer stillness and a curious peaceful repose about the Etruscan places." And the final, Scherzo, returns to a more buoyant character. There seems to have been in the Etruscan instinct a real desire to preserve the natural humor of life, and that is a task more worthy, even more difficult, than conquering the world. Now, Peggy Glanville Hicks's Etruscan Concerto with pianist Keith Jarrett, formerly known as jazz pianist, but increasingly showing up in classical concerts and recordings. The Brooklyn Philharmonic is conducted by Dennis Russell Davies.